Hello, everyone. I'm Virginia Henry, and right now I'm here with Representative Matt Erpelding, who is out in Boise during the Idaho's legislative session. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on today.
Yes, thanks so much for making the time. So tell me about what's been happening this week out on the floor.
You know, the floor itself has been relatively slow because we're still early in the session, but there have been a number of reports that have come out this week that I think are going to have a tremendous impact on what we need to do moving forward. The first was that a report came out from the Department of Labor and the Workforce Development Council that Idaho dropped 3 spots in average annual income, so we're now 44th in the nation, which is pretty much as low. I mean, you can't get much lower than that. And then the other thing that the Department of Labor has said is that young Idahoans continue to leave the state and are being replaced basically by older, out-of-state residents, many of whom are at retirement age. And so what that does is that creates a bit of a workforce problem in the future, especially if our talent is leaving the state.
Right, of course. So right now, then, you guys are trying to figure out what you should do to address those issues?
I think there's a lot of folks that are trying to address these issues. There are a lot of departments that are trying to address these issues. And, of course, the preponderance of folks are coalescing around the idea of a continuum of education. And one of the areas that we know provides value and that we need to continue to step up are apprenticeship programs that would address some of the jobs that are in the science, technology, engineering, and math part of the workforce. Last week, the STEM Action Center reported that over 6,000 STEM jobs went unfilled in Idaho last year, which resulted in $412 million in unclaimed wages. So it's really critical that we figure out ways to get apprenticeship programs in place in a way that helps advocate for and advance people into the workforce at a well-paying job. Eastern Idaho is unique because Eastern Idaho has a number of apprenticeship programs that are not government funded and that are self-sustaining. The IBW, which is the electrical workers, they've got an apprenticeship program down in Pocatello, which has been doing great things, turning out electrical workers and electrical journeymen. And even in Idaho Falls, you have the carpenters have a apprenticeship program turning out carpenters, basically folks for the construction trades.
Right. I saw that the STEM Action Committee had come and given their testimony recently. And so, I mean, that's great that what you say about Eastern Idaho, that things are going perhaps a little bit better here. Do you guys, is there anything in the foreseeable future, any solutions that you guys see to instigating these apprenticeship programs, or is that still really in the brainstorm phase?
Well, a couple things have happened in the last 2 years that will continue to put Eastern Idaho in a position to continue to advance. One is we already know that there are 2 great 4-year institutions there, whether it's Idaho, BYU, and then Idaho State University. But also you've got the new college in Idaho Falls that's moved to a more technical focus for education and is adding feeder students into the other universities. And then you have the unions that are offering these apprenticeship programs at no cost to taxpayers. And those journeymen that graduate from a union apprenticeship program make a great living wage. And in addition to making a great living wage, many of these journeymen have access to a pension plan for when they retire. And so not only are you building out workers for today, but you're planning for a secure future so that we don't have, you know, retirement instabilities moving forward.
Right. I heard that you guys had or will have Union Day this week. Has that happened or is that coming up?
Union Day is today, Thursday, and there will be opportunities to meet with different members of the unions. But the one that I thought was most interesting, I haven't been down to it yet, but last year they had virtual reality training for painting. And so these are folks that do like high-level painting on steel beams under bridges and overpasses. And so they had this virtual reality machine down there that was like mind-blowing. The technologies that are coming forward to educate people who are entering the workforce right now are just incredible. The fact that they can do it all in a place of virtual reality, they can measure the success, and then they can actually go and apply those skills is pretty impressive.
So is there anything that's coming up either tomorrow or this next week that you're anticipating or looking forward to?
You know, next week is when we're really going to start getting into introducing legislation. And next week on Thursday, I have a tentative introductory hearing for the first responder bill that we've been working on here. And the first responder bill is designed to benefit EMTs, firefighters, police, members of the police force, and then dispatchers. Those folks, they do so much for us as a population. They do so much to keep us safe. And they see things that you and I only would see in our nightmares. And what we're doing is we are running legislation this year. It's bipartisan. We've got support from both the Senate and the House, but we're running legislation to provide workman's compensation insurance for those folks who suffer from any type of a post-traumatic stress injury or disorder. You know, it's a difficult thing to talk about because in the fire and police realm in particular, you've got very high suicide rates, you have depression, you have substance abuse, and a lot of this comes from years and years and years of being on the job. And so what we're trying to do is help make them more healthy so that they can help keep us safe.
Of course, that sounds really important, obviously, and we're always concerned about the well-being of our first responders because of all that they do for us. Is there anything else that's coming up that you're excited for or looking forward to working on this session?
Oh, there's so much. I could keep you for another half hour, but for now, I'll let you have it at that.
Okay, perfect. Well, those were really all the questions. We just kind of want to get a little rundown of what's been happening this week and what's coming up so we can keep people in the community updated on what's going on out there.
Really, I appreciate it.